Welcome to Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Good morning. Today is Thursday, October 20th. I'm Pim Fox. Our top stories include COVID curbs are back, PayPal targets Pinterest, and it's going to take a bigger paycheck. Those stories and more, but first let's get caught up on markets. Dow, S&P 500, and NASDAQ 100 futures are slightly lower. Crude is lower by about 1% at $82.80 a barrel. Gold is steady at $1,787 an ounce. Bitcoin is up 3.5% to over $66,000. And the 10-year Treasury yield is 1.65%. At midday in Europe, shares are lower. In Asia, stocks also closed lower. Now, our top stories. Singapore has extended pandemic restrictions for another month because of a record wave of cases. Meanwhile, the UK said it would not introduce restrictions despite a surge in infections and a rise in hospitalizations and deaths. Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi said the UK was a great example of, quote, how not to tackle the virus. Lockdowns are also back for countries in Eastern Europe, with Czech indoor spaces requiring face masks, Latvia is closing bars and shops, and Russia, where weekly infections hit an all-time high, will shut down for a seven-day non-working period beginning October 30th. New York City will require all city workers to be vaccinated by the end of the month or lose their paychecks. Apple said it would force all unvaccinated workers in the U.S. to get tested every time they want to enter an office. And U.S. health regulators significantly widened the nation's COVID-19 booster campaign, clearing the use of extra doses of Moderna and Johnson & Johnson vaccines, and also saying that people can get a shot that is different from what they had previously received. Hawaii said it will open itself to travelers in November, after being asked in August to postpone their holiday trips. PayPal is exploring a $45 billion acquisition of Pinterest. If consummated, the PayPal deal could turn the company into a one-stop location for shopping and finance, similar to China's Alipay and WeChat. PayPal plans to add new services, including savings accounts, check cashing services, and stock investing capabilities. And there's more evidence of accelerating inflation. AkzoNobel, Europe's largest producer of paint, said prices, already up 9% in 2021, are expected to increase another 5 to 6% by the end of the year as a result of higher costs and shortages of additives, petrochemicals, and packaging materials. Unilever, the owner of Ben & Jerry's, Hellmann's Mayonnaise, and Dove Soap, said that it increased prices by 4% in the third quarter to, quote, offset rising commodity and other input costs. In other news, Turkey's central bank cut interest rates to 16% from 18%. That's more than the half a point to 1 point cut that markets were anticipating. President Joe Biden's pick to be ambassador to China, Nicholas Burns, called Beijing an aggressor in relations with its neighbors. Speaking before senators, Burns said that the U.S. must make Taiwan, quote, a tough nut to crack, and that Washington has the advantage over Beijing because of multiple regional allies. Democrats in the Senate are considering abandoning central tax elements of their social policy and climate change package. China's Evergrande Group shares fell as much as 14% after the developer ended discussions to sell a stake in its property management arm. Saudi Arabia said that extra oil from the OPEC Plus cartel would do little to bring down surging natural gas prices. The country's energy minister said any further boost in oil demand may be limited because many gas-fired generators can't switch easily to oil. Chinese coal prices fell the maximum 8% for a second consecutive day after regulators said that they would study specific measures to intervene if coal prices kept rising. China relies on thermal coal for the majority of its electricity. China's imports of American natural gas will more than double after a state-run company signed 3 long-term supply deals with Venture Global LNG. Governments need to fully commit to an EU plan to increase the bloc's share of global semiconductor production to 20% by 2030. That's according to Italy's Prime Minister Mario Draghi. There are no alternatives to state intervention, Draghi said, noting that subsidies from China and the U.S. range from 30% to 60% of the cost of a new semiconductor plant. Just days after its launch, the Bitcoin ETF has attracted more than $1 billion in assets. Hedge fund manager Paul Tudor Jones says that Bitcoin is currently, quote, winning the race against gold. He added that cryptocurrency is his preferred inflation hedge over gold. Former President Donald Trump is launching his own media network called Trump Media and Technology Group. The business will include a social media platform as well as a subscription video on demand service that features entertainment programming, news, and podcasts. The company will go public via a SPAC merger with Miami-based Digital World Acquisition. Digital World shares up more than 50% in pre-market trading. WeWork is set to trade publicly today through a combination with BowX Acquisition, a special purpose acquisition company. On Wednesday, BowX Acquisition shares closed up 10%. Blackstone is buying a majority stake in Spanx, the shapewear maker. The deal values Spanx at $1.2 billion. Activist investor Elliott Management has a stake in Canadian National Railway, adding to pressure on the railroad after its CEO resigned following a failed bid for rival Kansas City Southern. SoftBank-backed Flock Freight raised $215 million in new funding to support its load-matching technology to help shippers pool their goods on trucks to bypass freight hubs. Alphabet's Wing said on Wednesday that Walgreens will use its new drones to make deliveries from a store in Texas, the first use of such vehicles in a major U.S. metropolitan region. Wing said its launch will take off from the parking lot of a Dallas-Fort Worth Walgreens store. Health regulators unveiled their proposals for Americans to buy hearing aids without a prescription. The FDA said the proposed rule would cut red tape that currently requires hearing exams and a prescription for people with mild to moderate hearing loss. In earnings news, shares of AT&T are higher in pre-market trade after reporting profit that exceeded estimates. IBM shares are lower in pre-market trading after the company reported third-quarter earnings that beat estimates, but revenue fell short. IBM's global tech services business was the main source of the company's disappointing sales. Tesla posted record revenue and profit in the third quarter as it scaled up despite some problems along the supply chain. Biogen reported slower uptake of its new Alzheimer's disease drug in the third quarter, though overall third-quarter results were better than expected. Biogen raised its sales and profit outlook for 2021. Barclays reported better-than-expected operating income and revenue, while KeyCorp shares are up 2% in pre-market trade after beating estimates. Blackstone's net income nearly doubled in the third quarter. Discover Financial Services shares are down about 2% in pre-market after the company reported a better-than-expected profit in the quarter, but a loss on investments caused the company to miss revenue expectations. Dow and Valero Energy bested estimates, while Alaska Air and Southwest Airlines also beat on earnings and revenue, though Southwest Airlines said it doesn't expect to be profitable in the fourth quarter. Shares of American Airlines rose about 1% in pre-market trade after the carrier reported a narrower-than-expected third-quarter loss. AutoNation shares are up nearly 2% in pre-market, while Danaher shares are down 1.5%, despite posting third-quarter revenue and profit that beat Wall Street estimates. Las Vegas Sands stock is down about 2.5% in pre-market trading after missing third-quarter expectations. Crocs shares are up 7% in pre-market trading. And the coconut water brand The Vita Coco Company has priced its IPO below the target range of $15 a share. And gasoline keeps getting more and more expensive. In the remote Central California community of Gorda along the Big Sur coast, gasoline is over $7 a gallon. The Olympic torch arrived in Beijing on Wednesday, beginning a countdown to the Winter Games that are overshadowed by COVID worries. On the earnings calendar today, Intel, Chipotle, Snap, Mattel, and Whirlpool will report earnings after the close. Coming up in economic news, initial jobless claims data will be released at 8:30, as well as the Philadelphia Fed's business outlook. At 10 a.m., we'll get reports on existing home sales for September, and the Conference Board's September Leading Index for Economic Indicators is set to be released. At 7 a.m., Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are lower. Crude is down 0.7%. Bitcoin is higher by 3.5% at $66,000. Gold is up 0.2% at $1,787 an ounce, while Bitcoin is up 3.5% at over $66,000, while the yield on the U.S. 10-year Treasury is 1.65%. In Europe, shares are lower, while stocks in Asia closed down. Thanks for listening to this episode of Wall Street Breakfast. If you have comments, criticisms, or suggestions to make the program more relevant, please do so below. Have a great day. That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best news and analysis on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. To subscribe to this podcast, go to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Alpha Trader and the Cannabis Investing Podcast, on those platforms as well.